who?
Thank you. Blog
yes, sir.
Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
All right, guys, how we doing? We are back with another episode of War of the Words Radio number 83, continuing this Conflict 25 coverage as we get closer to this North Carolina invasion at Club Label March 10th, headlined by Shane Crenshaw versus No Quintanilla. And it's going to be an awesome fight. The return of Shane Crenshaw. We've got No Quintanilla, which has fought in the Southeast several times. This is going to be an exciting card from top to bottom. You've got guys like Logan York, Andrew Wood, Malik Harris, who was in the Emmy Fight of the Year last year. It's going to be a it's going to be a great card. You know, of course, Conflict. Of course, Conflict MMA only matches the best. You know, the best fighters in this region, and you could expect no less. But one of the interesting things about this card is that it happens on a Tuesday, which is interesting for a lot of us. You know, most of our fight nights are on Saturday nights, so this will be a very, very unique situation. And from what I hear about Club Label, that it is a phenomenal place. They have some really high profile acts come through there all the time. I believe this week it was Lil Wayne and T.I. and some other guys. But anyway, a very, very awesome venue inside and outside. And you know, you guys have got to make sure to come and see it. You know, Conflict's going to come in and bring what they do best. And that's put on a fantastic show. So look forward to it. Of course, in the co-main event, we spoke with Chris Kane yesterday. So if you did not catch that episode, number 82, make sure to do that. 155-pound co-main event with Moosin the Technician Corbry, one of the most celebrated and spotlighted pro fighters in our region. It's going to be a great card. You guys will have to excuse me today. I'm having to do the show live from the gym from CMMA. As you know, I do run the front counter, so there's all kinds of stuff going on. But multitasking it, writing, hosting shows, running gyms, commentating, running shows. It's what we do, man, Conflict and beyond. We'll go ahead and jump into a little background about this fight while we wait on my co-host, Kobe Wall, to come on. He always leaves me hanging forever. And then we'll also be waiting on No to get here. He'll be here in just a few moments, and we will talk to him. I believe he also has a clothing company I'd like to talk to him about when I get him on here in just a moment. Sorry, guys. Got a lot going on all at one time. Okay, so first up is his opponent, Shane Crenshaw. As we know, guys, Shane has been on suspension for a little while. He got into some trouble, missing some weight. I believe just after he beat Shabba Bonus at CCF 15 to win the featherweight title. Shane has been definitely in a dominant upcoming force throughout the Southeast for quite some time, really. And, you know, he had some, you know, went down some roads that weren't the best. And he's been on the shelf for a good little while. So what better way to return than with a fight, you know, right in North Carolina where he's from, where he represents, going against No Quintanilla, which is another very well-known North Carolina fighter, fought on Fight Lab cards many times. I'm very interested to ask him about what's new in his game plan, in the way that you know, he approaches fighting, and no two guys are ever going to be the same. But one thing, the difference is that No has almost 40 fights, whereas Shane Crenshaw has maybe 11 or so, and there's such a huge gap between those two. So I believe I got him on the line. We're going to go ahead and pull him on here. No, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic, man. I appreciate you calling into the show today. We are hosting it live from the gym, so my apologies for any of the background going on here. How's your day been, man?
Sounds good. Pretty good. Pretty good so far. Can't complain.
That's it, man. Obviously, first thing right off the bat is, you know, this is Conflict's first venture into North Carolina. We're going right to Charlotte. Got a great venue, club, label. You know, a question I like to ask everybody, how does it feel to be a part of this kind of kickoff for a promotion in a whole new state? I know you fought there before, but, you know, what is it like to be a part of Conflict's inception into North Carolina?
Well, you know, Charlotte's like a first, like a second home to me. I love fighting there. I love the crowds. I love the people. I have a lot of friends out there. And I've always wanted to be a part of a Conflict card. It's just now that I'm things are working out to where my schedule is free. And, you know, I've been asked to come on the card a couple times before, but the scheduling just didn't work out. And I'm really excited about making it happen next week.
Absolutely. And you know what? It can only add to that excitement, I can imagine. You mentioned it's like a second home for you. We know Shane looks at it as, you know, his hometown as well. And then you guys are in the main event on top of all of that. So, I mean, how about it? That's got to be a pretty awesome feeling, man.
Very exciting. Very exciting to be the main event on what's going to be a great card and in front of a great crowd, I'm sure.
Absolutely, man. One of the first questions that I have for you is, you know, anybody who's checked up on these, we've got a lot of really intelligent MMA fans out here in the Southeast, and we keep them well-informed, and they stay oftentimes more informed than we do. You have a tremendous amount of experience over Shane Crenshaw, Shane having maybe 10, 11 fights. I think you have close to 40, if I'm not mistaken. What do you take from that when you make that comparison in your mind?
Well, this will be my 43rd or 44th fight, and probably over 30 professional fights. So, you know, I take each guy I treat each guy differently, but I also don't underestimate anybody. With the experience I've had, I've learned that, you know, you can't take anybody lightly, especially in this sport, us being pros and everybody's giving 100% to their training camps. And, you know, so you can't really, you know, no matter who you fight here, you can't really say this is going to be an easy one, this is going to be a hard one or what. You just kind of take each guy as they come, one at a time, and that's what I'm doing here with Shane Crenshaw.
Well, to build on that, well said, and to kind of add to that, what do you expect Shane to bring out of you in the cage?
I expect Shane to be really strong and, you know, a good ground and pound wrestling style kind of fighter. I don't expect him to stand and trade punches with me. Not a lot of guys want to do that. So I wouldn't blame him if he wanted to take it to the ground. But, you know, regardless about whether it goes on the ground or stays on the feet, I have so much experience with top level, I'm talking top level jiu-jitsu guys that are, you know, black belts. And so I've been in every position, you know, you can think of, and against some really talented guys. So, you know, I don't think he's going to throw me anything that I haven't seen before. But at the same time, I'm ready for whatever he can do.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, and you guys have actually faced some of the same people. I can vouch. You said you know, and fought a lot of really tough guys. But for you guys out there listening, you know, the Southeast game, guys like Ronnie Rogers, Joseph Carroll, let me mention some more, I think, Keith Richardson, I think, and Alan Greenway. Oh, yeah. These are a lot. These are fights I definitely remember that you were in. And all of those guys have also made a big impacts in the Southeast MMA community. So I can imagine that definitely, if nothing else, you going into a fight with a guy like Shane Crenshaw, you know, you're as comfortable as can be because you faced people, you know, on that same level before, and in your opinion, maybe even higher.
Sure. My confidence is very high. If you look at some of my previous fights with some of these monsters, they're fights that could have gone either way. They're fights that I've had some of these guys like Keith Richardson and Joey Carroll, I mean, on the ropes. I mean, I'm talking close to being finished. And, you know, something happens and, you know, you get caught, but that's the name of the game. But as far as going toe-to-toe with some of these monsters, you know, it's nothing new to me. It's like another day at the office for me.
And what a beautiful office you work in. I love coming to work.
I'm very fortunate to get to do what I love in front of great fans and get paid to do what I like to do. And you know, I've been doing this for 9 years. I've been a professional for probably 7 years, and people ask me when I'm going to stop, but I don't see myself looking at that. I see myself as long as I continue to put on quality performances and give the fans what they want to see, and promoters keep on calling me back and saying that they got to have me on their card because I'm such an exciting fighter. That's why I'm doing it. That's why I'm still in the game. And when that stops, then I'll stop.
And absolutely, I could not agree more with that statement about you being an exciting fighter. Many people in the Southeast, we down here at least, we really have a love for guys who are exciting. And all, you know, although we take all things you know into consideration, you know, in fighting, definitely love our exciting fighters, and we have a lot of respect for that. And I think that kind of harkens back to the old Pride days where, you know, your excitement level and your ability to, you know, entice the crowd and perform well meant more than, you know, just somebody like off the top of my head. I don't know, like somebody like GSP who may kill everyone and be incredibly undefeated for years at a time, but, you know, can also make you fall asleep while you're watching it. So,
exactly.
You know, I have
the
respect
fans,
for that, man.
The fans remember the exciting fights, and, you know, they don't pay good money to sit there and watch a wrestling match or two guys hugging, and you know, they pay for the action, and that's what I like to do. I like to push the pace, and you know, my cardio is something that I don't believe that Shane can hang with, and if he does, I'd be very surprised. But I'm always the one pushing the pace and driving forward.
Absolutely, and you guys out there, you know, who haven't seen it, make sure to check it out because it only makes you more excited, man. I definitely think you're one of those guys where the visual aspect of your fighting versus you know, somebody just looks you up on paper or couldn't be any more opposite, because you are an incredibly exciting fighter. And I know in my mind, having seen Shane, I've never had the opportunity or pleasure to see you battle live before, but I have seen Shane. And so, you know, matching these up in my mind, and I understand why this is this is right up there, the main event, you know, coming through and dominating Charlotte, man. And speaking of North Carolina fights, one of the things I did want to touch on for these fans out here is you originally, or fought for a while at least, from Virginia, correct? Maybe you even live there now.
Yes.
Am I right?
For Virginia. Yeah, I haven't really got to fight very much in Virginia. Most of my fights were out of Pennsylvania and North Carolina, but yes, I'm out of Virginia.
That's a PA. I was getting the PA and the VA confused in my mind. But yes, exactly. One of the things I wanted to ask you was, North Carolina, at least down here, you know, there's always a lot of talk about the way that their MMA rules wise and everything is slightly different from a lot of the other states. And Does that differ at all from where you fight when you come down here? Like, are there any significant differences as a pro for you?
I think so. I've always felt like down here, North Carolina fighters have a much bigger selection of opponents to choose from, whereas PA, I feel like they end up fighting a lot of the same guys over and over. So they, you know, they're wondering why some of their top-level guys don't get invited to come to the UFC. Well, it's because that, you know, they're fighting the same guys. You know, they're not really going outside of Pennsylvania to fight to fight other talent, whereas if you got guys down in North Carolina, they're fighting guys from Georgia, South Carolina, coming down south from Texas, Tennessee. We got talent all over this area, and you know, I don't know if that's what the upper level UFC guys are looking for, but I noticed they're not really taking into notice some of the guys up in PA just by the level of talent that's up there versus down here. We have a lot of talented guys down here. The 155 pound class is completely stacked with talent. You got guys like Mushin Corbin, Ronnie Rogers, you got Keith Richardson. You got so many guys, like a list that goes on and on and on of guys that are you just a step away from being in the UFC. And, you know, so I think we have a very, very large talent pool down here. And that's something that's really different than versus up north.
Well, you know what, and so it makes it all the more sense, you know, that you would come down here and bring your game to this talent-rich pool, man, because I got to tell you, people are very, very excited about this fight. I get messages every day about this main event. As you know, as I'm sure you would know if you have any exposure to him, and if you don't, you will probably soon. Shane is a you know, he's an outgoing guy, we'll say it that way. So he definitely knows how to make a fight exciting long before we ever, you know, actually get to the cage. So, you know, this is he's been out for a while due to some weight, you know, issues that he missed in the past. It's been a little over a year since he's fought. You know, earlier in the show, you mentioned that, you know, you don't take anyone lightly. Does all this stuff fall into that category? Like, when you go to train, you're training for, like, the world's best Shane Crenshaw ever?
I'm training for the best possible Shane Crenshaw ever. No matter if he's fought in a year or if he hasn't fought in 10 years, I'm just assuming that he's been in the gym every day working his butt off, and that's how I train every single day leading up to this fight. I don't take days off. I don't slack up. I train like I'm training to fight the best, and that's who I feel like I'm going up against. And you know, if he disappoints me, he disappoints me. But he's definitely not going to surprise me when we go in the cage.
I think that's a strong statement to make. You know, he may disappoint, but he will not surprise me. I can feel that confidence exuding from you, and I also know that you're a confident person. We can just look at you know, your actions out of the cage, your record, all these things point to your passion for martial arts is very high. And one of the things I like to always ask on the show is, can you tell us a little bit about your road to fighting in the cage? It's a unique thing, obviously, the most of the population. Most of us never do it ever. So can you give us a little, like, spotlight summary of, you know, how you came to be a fighter?
Sure, I'll give you a little quick summary. Well, I was had no fight experience before that. I was just a high school wrestler who liked being active and very competitive. And I walked by a window one day on a Kroger shopping center, and it says Fighters Wanted. And I called the number, and the promoter asked me if I had any previous experience, and I said no. And you know, he was a little hesitant to put me in there, but he got me hooked up with a great trainer here locally and trained me for 6 months without even letting me think about fighting. And once he turned me loose, it was like taking a dog off of a chain that's been chained up for a long time. And you know, it just kept rolling. It kept rolling after that. And the next thing I knew, I was undefeated. I was 6-0 as an amateur. I was an amateur lightweight champion. I was just a couple of fights I felt away from going professional. I had a great manager, Rick McCoy, from the MMA Institute, approach me after my last amateur fight, and and offered to take me under his wing, and he showed me a lot of great things and introduced me to a lot of great people. And since then, I've fought all over the country. I've had a lot of great opportunities, and you know, met a lot of great people. John Rollo and them up in Baltimore with Shogun Fights. I've met just a lot of great Dana White and everybody going to these UFC tryouts and talking with all these guys. And you know, it's you become like a family. It's the MMA community. It's really a close family. No matter if you're from PA or if you're from North Carolina, and you know, I've gotten to meet a lot of great people, and now here it is toward the end of my career, and I wouldn't say the end, but it's, you know, I can feel it's winding down. I mean, I've had 40 something fights, so you know, the doctors kind of don't advise you taking punches for any more than a decade, so that's not good. But you know, I'm teaching kickboxing now to kids and adults, and I'm just having fun being in every aspect of the game, whether it's teaching newcomers or coaching amateurs or even working with pros, getting them ready before their next fight. And you know, I like being a part of the whole game.
And you know, we are very fortunate that you managed to trickle your way down here and be a part of Southeast MMA, because I think, you know, I have to agree. I think a lot of our fighters are very, like, get after it and exciting. And to me, we seem to have a large group of guys that bring the excitement. And I know that the, you know, the UFC and stuff is kind of the era of the wrestler. But when you come to, these shows down here, man, you get an amazing mix of everything. It is very rare that I, you know, commentate a fight that just stays on the ground the whole time and nothing really happens. So, you know, this card is going to be no different. Have you had a chance yet to check the venue out online, or do you know anything about it, being that you fought around that area before?
I'm a little bit familiar with the label. Some of my friends actually work there, and I've heard it's a great place to be. It's right in downtown Charlotte, but you know, I like that, and you know, I'm looking forward to it. Great venue.
I am too. That's been one of the best things about, I guess, Conflict catching on fire last year and continuing on through this year, is that they've gone to so many new venues and so many new cities that I keep getting this great opportunity to walk into these fantastic facilities and see that Conflict touch, and then have you guys, great warriors like yourself, come in and just put the stamp on it. We just had one here in Charleston. Now we're going to Charlotte, and like we discussed earlier, you know, an amazing main event and an awesome co-main event. You mentioned Moosh and Cormier, who's right there fighting in the co-main. That has to be pretty awesome too, you know, for you, and being, you know, taking the main event slot. You know, that says a lot about the, you know, faith that Conflict and the Southeast has, and that excitement, and knowing, you know, put the guarantee that it's going to be there, man. So I for all, at least to say, am very stoked.
I've always been really honored to be a part of a main event on anybody's card. I look at it as a chance to show the fans why they came there, why did I come to this fight? Why did I come to Conflict's fight? Well, it's to see some great fights like the main event that's going to be put on next week.
That's awesome, man. And you are exactly right. And I can't remember a time disappointing, and I know that you definitely do not intend to. At this time, man, as always on our show, I like to take a couple of minutes and give the floor to you. Anybody you want to thank helping you getting ready for this fight, any sponsors, friends, families, Jim, some awesome new Xbox One game that you're on, whatever it is, whatever you got on your plate, man, we'd love to hear about it.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank my fight team, Martinsville Fight Club. They're out here in Virginia, and they've been doing great, helping me prepare for this, giving me all kinds of looks, everybody coming out, making sure they're supporting me 100%. I got guys out of North Carolina, Fight Lab. The guys out there are definitely behind me. They're going to be in my corner. They're going to be taping my hands. They're going to be taking care of everything I need. Big shout out to Kenny Letts and Michael Allen, all those guys out there for you know, always having my back, whether I fight on their cards or I fight on somebody else's. They're always willing to help out, give me whatever thing I need. and making sure I'm prepared for this fight. So big shout out to Kenny Letts for being there for me for that. And all my friends and family on Facebook, people that follow me on Instagram, Facebook, you know, they're always showing me love. They always like to see what I'm doing, how I'm training, the different extreme things that I'm doing as far as my training goes. And I don't want to disappoint them, and I don't plan on it. So I appreciate everyone for their continuing support. Tapper Sleep clothing. You know, everybody that's shown me love over the years, I can't thank you enough.
Well said, man. And I would agree. Kenny, Michael Allen, Fight Lab, you know, those guys, promotions like Conflict, man, you know, they owe a tip of the hat, to say the least, to the roads that guys like Kenny and Michael Allen have paved in North Carolina for MMA and kept it so live up there with great shows. And, you know, of course, Conflict coming in and looking to be a part of expanding MMA there, and definitely not, you know, going against them. And I'm glad you see that. And hopefully everybody listening out there also, so I'm glad you brought that up, man. Nothing but love between these two guys. So, you know, any of you guys fans out there feeling like, you know, that it's any other way, understand there's no hate there, man. It's all love. It's all for the sport. And we're very thankful, at least from my involvement, to be a part of that, and you know,
is,
love
it,
Fight Lab. So that's great.
Man. It is all love. And coming from, you know, I'm personal friends with Kenny and Michael, and, you know, they love it. And, they respect, you know, anyone that comes in here and puts on a good, respectable, talented show, you know, they're all behind it. You know, as many venues, as many opportunities as we can get to get these guys out there, get their names out there, and some of these young fighters to get them experience up. You know, I would never have gotten my 40-plus fights experience if it wasn't for guys like that, if it wasn't for guys like Conflict, if it wasn't for guys like Fight Lab, Shogun, putting on all these exciting cards and giving us chance after chance after chance to show our talent and you know, put on a show in front of our friends and family. So, you know, everyone that does it, you know, we can't thank you guys enough.
Absolutely, man. Perfectly said. Well said. Listen, man, I appreciate you taking time, you know, out of your day getting ready for this fight. We're basically, you know, because it's on a Tuesday right up here, basically on fight week. So I appreciate that, man. It's going to be like one of the best Tuesdays to ever happen. And we really appreciate you coming on the show, and look forward to meeting you at the show for sure, man.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And I'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Yes, absolutely. All right, everybody. Noah Quintanilla will be fighting Shane Crenshaw next Tuesday, Club Label. That's March 10th, Conflict 25 in the main event, man. It's going to be an exciting one, man. You've got a hell of an exciting fighter versus the return of one of the most interesting fighters that we've ever had in the area, former Conflict pro champ. And, of course, the rest of this card is stacked, man. Make sure to get online and check out Conflict MMA or War of the Words, and you can find that there. Quick shout-out from me to USA Eagle, MMA UK. I'd definitely like to thank UFC Wreckage, Beatdown Palace, Real MMA Talk, MMA Mayhem Radio, MMA FNL, Solomon Cleaning Services, Tires Fire, man. Just all these guys that help keep us on the radio. As far as Kobe Wall, brother, I know you were busy and working and couldn't get to the show today. Did what I could. You guys, we did it live from CMMA today. So, of course, you hear the live goodness in the background. Any disturbances there, I apologize for that. It's a great show. Number 383 is in the books. Be sure to come back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for episode number 84 as we get down with the one and only Moosin Corbray about his fight with Chris Kane in an epic co-main event. Really just as easily could be the main event. So on behalf of me, man, shout-outs to everybody on this card, Conflict, Fight Lab, all y'all, we're out of here.